Have you ever attempted to get your thoughts wrapped around the idea of devotion or zeal? The Lord, in regard to his followers, said they were to be zealous of good works, Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. And it is for this purpose we have been created in Christ Jesus, that we should walk in them, Ephesians 2 and verse 10. The term zealous, as utilized by the Apostle Paul in Titus 2:14, comes from the term zelotes, that is, a zealot. The words of the Apostle Peter encouraged the brethren when he said, "And who is he that will harm you if ye be zealous of that which is good?" The term translated zealous in the American Standard Version is translated followers in the King James, and the term is defined as an imitator. The term imitator or follower in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1 emphasizes who it is we are to follow, that is, Christ. And that zeal must be properly coupled with knowledge, Romans chapter 10 and verse 2. Comprehending the extent to which devotion or zealousness in our day and age even remotely compares to what the godly men of the Scriptures knew and committed to in their lives is accomplished by understanding what motivated them. What motivates zeal? The Lord utilized three basic principles to motivate individuals. One, fear of punishment. The Apostle Paul said, "Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience," Ephesians 5 and verse 6. And again, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each one of us shall give account of himself to God," Romans chapter 14, 10 through 12. With this in mind, we can readily understand the motivation of Paul in the preaching of the gospel. "Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men," 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Two, a promise of reward. The Apostle Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you," 1 Peter 1, 3-4. Third, love. Love, as a motivator, tops the list. Jesus said, "If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments," John 14, 15. Continued love will prevent disobedience. John also said, "We know that whosoever is begotten of God sinneth not. But he that was begotten of God keepeth himself, and the evil one toucheth him not," 1 John 5 and verse 18. If we love Christ, we will keep his commandments and will not go on sinning. When we do so, the evil one cannot fasten himself to us. Parents can well understand these principles. Parents may chasten their children and even impose physical punishment if they fail to do as instructed. They may reward their children, either monetarily or with some desired privilege, when they do well. However, when the child reaches a state of maturity and responds to the wishes or desires of the parents out of love, the reward is great. How much greater when we respond to the desires and wishes of Jesus out of love? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sake died and rose again." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.